Nigerian labor leaders postpone general strike at last minute. A visible wave of anger and disappointment from labor activists and those wanting to defend living standards swept Nigeria as news came out that the country's trade union leaders had, at the last minute, suspended a general strike due to begin on the 28th of September. While many expected that such a step was possible, the union leaders have acted similarly before. What was especially shocking was the late night agreement they signed. This fundamentally accepted the government's argument that there was no alternative to increases in the prices of fuel and electricity, measures which came on top of a VAT hike and the continual failure to fully implement last year's rise in the legal minimum wage. In Benin City and Ibadan, trade unionists and others rapidly took to the streets to protest at the national leader's decision. In other cities, there were stormy meetings of activists. Like many countries, Nigeria has been hit hard by the world economic crisis. It is now in its second recession in 4 years. Officially, unemployment is now over 27%, while just 14.7 million of Nigeria's 40 million 15 to 34 years old eligible to work are employed. The fall in the oil export price has hit it hard. Between January and May, Nigeria's government spent 72% of its income just on debt service. With inflation rising, especially food prices, increases in VAT, electricity and fuel prices created such anger that the two trade union centers, the NLC and TUC, were forced to call an indefinite general strike. However, most of the leaders were not serious about this. Hardly anything was done. The NLC gave just $260 towards strike mobilization in Lagos, a city of over 21 million. Activists, including members of the Democratic Socialist Movement, DSM, strove to build support for the strike from below, and argue for a clear program and strategy to win its demands. See material on the DSM website www.socialistnigeria.org. Below are extracts from a statement issued by the Socialist Party of Nigeria, the party initiated by the DSM as part of its work to help build a mass workers' party in the country. SPN statement: The Socialist Party of Nigeria, SPN, joins workers and the poor masses in condemning the calling off of the strike action and mass protest without achieving its purpose by the leaderships of both Nigeria Labour Congress and Trade Union Congress. We reject the agreement signed between the labor leadership and the federal government, which accepted the capitalists' argument that Nigeria's dire financial circumstances meant the inevitability of deregulation. In agreeing to this, the labor leadership politically undermined the movement's opposition to subsidy cuts, price and tax hikes, plus delays in minimum wage implementation. Regardless of the position of the labor leadership, we call on workers, youth and the poor masses to continue to organize to resist the hike in fuel prices, hike in electricity tariffs and other anti-poor capitalist attacks. Therefore, we call on workers and trade union activists to agitate for a fighting labor leadership and truly democratically run labor organization that leads the working people to resist anti-poor capitalist policies and to fight for better working conditions. We also call on trade unions, pro-masses organizations, socialists, activists, the working masses and youth to join the SPN in order to build it as a mass working people's political party on a socialist program. Abidin Bamigbo, acting national chairperson, Chinedu Bosa, national secretary,